Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
How do you feel about the pastor that told the Congress he had the lady come up and she had $1,200 and he said, like, I told you there was $2,000. Like, I'm sure everybody's seen the clip, but how you feel about that?
It's heartbreaking, and it's one of the reasons why a lot of people, especially in our era, hate church. If a woman brings her and her child up and her offering is $1,200, maybe that's all she had to offer. I don't want to cast any aspersions because I don't know him personally, but you trying to embarrass a member of your church does what? When, truth be told, I go back and calculate from the 80s how much money the churches could have if they just put the money into investments and then disperse it amongst the members. There isn't much talk of that. I hate when pastors
how
do
much,
things.
How much money would they have had?
Oh man, if we could go back to the, I mean, just $250 a month over that time period would like be $6 or $7 million. I'm with the building fund, but the building isn't for the people. Build and give back. There's a bunch of other ways you can do it and give back to the congregation. And this, to me, Market Mondays is my secular sermon every week to not you put anything into my collection plate, I'm pouring into yours. That's how I think churches should be run. Where is the collective fund for churches that then have distributions to the church? But that embarrassment, that old school style, I hate that shit, bro. I really do. If anybody can find me her information, please send it to me so I can put it in Stock Club for free. I hate that shit. I hate pastors like that. And also, too, for those of you who are Christian and don't check the pastors for doing stuff like that, and then you ask people why they don't want to come to church, that's part of the reason why. It's part of the reason why. And, man, if that's my mama, I'm going to flip the table like Jesus did. Belt to ass in church. Don't take advantage of black women and black kids, and they're giving probably their last for your benefit, and it's not for her personal benefit. So,
yeah, I think it was in very poor taste, and it was even more embarrassing because she had a son with her. Mm-hmm. But I feel sorry for people. I honestly feel sorry for people that I'm a big fan of religion. Because I think that it provides structure,
for sure,
and it provides community, and it provides set guidelines. I'm a big fan of that, and I think that that's important. Whatever religion you subscribe to,
yep.
But I feel sorry for people that are drunk off of religious Kool-Aid. What that means is that you're getting an emotionally high. You giving your life savings away. You chasing dreams that's never going to come true.
And I'm just not with men intimidating women and children anyway. Do that to a man.
But there's some men out here that would do that too, though. And it's like, once I get, it's like a drug almost. Mm-hmm. When you get wrapped up in something so much that you lose your common sense. Never lose your common sense. Never. I think any religion, common sense and religion to me should go hand in hand.
For sure.
If you don't understand something, Stevie Wonder said something that was pretty profound years ago. He said, when you believe something without understanding, that's superstition. If you believe something without having an understanding of what you believe, that's superstition. Mm-hmm. You're just doing it because you don't want bad luck. You might as well just get a rabbit foot for that much. Like, mm-hmm. you if somebody can't fully explain to me why 1200 is not good enough, I need a full explanation of that. Just because somebody is telling me, no, 2000 is what you need to do.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.